This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The fracking boom that Aubrey McClendon helped create led in part to the global oil glut that's squeezing so many oil-producing countries now, as we've been talking about the past couple of weeks. Today, the Russian Energy Ministry announced that Russia and several OPEC countries had agreed to freeze production levels at the same levels they were at in January. The idea being that if they don't pump more, the crude surplus we've now got is going to eventually be absorbed and eventually prices will rise. $50 a barrel has become the agreed-upon magic number that might bring some stability to the oil business. And then again, it might not. Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite explains.
For one thing, there's the question of when this deal would go into effect. Robin Mills is CEO of Qamar Energy, an energy consulting firm in Dubai. He says Iran won't agree to freeze production. It's just ramping up after the end of sanctions. But nothing's going to happen without Iran.
And I think that's kind of understood by the other OPEC members, that they would have to reach some kind of agreement with Iran. I just don't think it'd be economically or politically possible for them to agree to freeze their production if Iran was completely free to do whatever it wanted.
He says OPEC countries have always had trouble coordinating among themselves, never mind when you bring in outside players like Russia. But if the freeze happens, he says, it will drive prices up eventually. Jason Bordoff isn't so sure. He directs the Center on Global Energy Policy at Columbia's School of International and Public Affairs. He says there's already a ton of oversupply waiting for consumers.
And the countries that have agreed to freeze production are already producing pretty close to the maximum they could produce anyway, so no one thought they were going to be producing a lot more.
Then there's the fact the U.S. isn't part of this deal. Barbara Shook is with Energy Intelligence Group. She says if a freeze brings prices up, the U.S. will start drilling and supply will swell again. She says there's one thing that would help.
Saudi Arabia is the only country that really matters as far as setting production. And unless Saudi Arabia decides to cut its output, then nothing is going to be permanent in the global market.
Last month, the Saudi oil minister said a cut was not going to happen. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.